אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספר.
We're reading Tess, second part, chapter 7, page Taf Kuf Nun Bet, the 10 ספירות of the Dalet Amalachim Demitu, and you can ask questions live on Cap TV. Page 552 in the Hebrew version, item 16. We have to understand that after the Masach was purified and the vessels were broken because of their Sigim, and they fell into Bia, and the Heituta once again rose to the Enayim, and Abba and Ima returned the whole Be'achor. If so, how does the ascent of the Masach that was purified out of the broken Kelim and rose to the Rosh of Abba and Ima to renew there in a new Zivug until it'll be able to elicit the Rosh of Yeshut on the degree of Prina Gimel of Itlapshut and Prina Bet of Aviut? And that the Heitata once again came down from the Einaim. And the thing is that there are two factors for which the lights left the Nikudim, which is the leaving of the Masach, like the Gufot in the previous Peltzufim, and the Sigim that were mixed in these Kelim, which mean the Oviut of the Kelim in Prinat Daled, that mixed in the with the Kelim of Sag, in their power to clothe below the Ab, because the Kelim of Nikudim are the Kelim of Nikudim that are below the Sag, that have spread down to the Siyum Raglaim of Ak, and the light left them in Tzimtzum Bet, and therefore they moved on to the Paltzuf of Nikudim, that is considered Itpashtut Bet. And since the Masach of Bchinat Daled of Aviut was not in the Paltzuf of Nikudim, therefore they were not these Kelim were not worthy of receiving the upper light. Because when the light spread within the Kli and reached the parts of Bchinat Daled that are mixed there, immediately it left, and the Kli broke and fell to Bia. And although when the Orot of the Gadlut of Rashi of Abba and Imu left and fell to the Chagat of Nikudim, the matter of these Sigim did not touch them or harm them whatsoever, all the more that they did not cause their collapse, because these Sigim do not flaw, but only the vessels of the reception of the goof that received the light from below up. Whereas the Kelim of Rosh that have only the Prinat Itlapshut of the Orot, which are the roots of these Kelim and only. And therefore, these Sigim are not related to them whatsoever. And therefore, anything which causes the departure of the lights of Rosh was only the purification of the Masach. Because after it purified, for example, the Masach of the Kli of Da'at, it is no longer worthy of receiving the light of Istaklut Einin of Abba and Ima. And therefore, this Zivug comes to an end in and of itself. And the gist of the Zivug Panim and Bepanim was only for the man of the zon that spread, and since the receiver was cancelled, Ima has no longer any need for the illumination of its chokhmah, and immediately the zivuk that belongs to the Kli of Da'at stops, and the masach rose to the place of chotem.
If the man disappears, the deficiency disappears, then the coupling ends.
And this way, as the Masach was purified from the Kli of Chesed and receives from the Zivug Dechotem, the Ima stopped the Zivug and lifted the Heitata to the place of Ozen for the Kli of Gvoa. And when the Masach was purified both from the Kli of Gvoa, this Zivug was also stopped and the Heitata rose to the Enayim for the Kli of the upper third of Tiferet. In a way that the ascent of the Heitata back to the Enayim was only due to the Izdakhut of the Masach and only. But the Kelim of Guf, were they not mixed with the Sigim, but only due to the reason of the Izdakhut of the Masach, they wouldn't have been broken and died and fell to the Bi'ah, but the previous Peltzufim and Kelim that did not die because of the departure of the lights from them.
We have the shattering of the vessels in the Gufim and the cancellation of the posterior of the Rosh. And so all of these Melachim came to a shattering and the Rashim purified. Questions? Who's there? Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
He says here about that, he says that he talks about the reason for the Ziki, Sigim, and the purification of the Masach. So, why did the entire Peltzuf purify? What's the reason of the Sigim?
Sigim is from the word Sag. It's like Sigim is like dirt. It means that the will to receive was mixed there, and that's the reason for the purification, the reason for the shattering. And that's here it's because of the shattering.
And the reason for the shattering?
Because the will to receive was mixed with the action of bestowal. And therefore they started bestowing, and they saw that everything's moving to in order to receive. The Rosh and the Guf don't identify. In the Rosh, I want to bestow. Let's say I am in some whatever government office. Usually that's how it happens. I want to do good to the public. I have great plans. I've received a few millions to do it. And you know then what happens. Suddenly, in practice, I feel that, you know, in potential, it was about, you know, to explain to others how much I want to do this and that. And suddenly, in practice, in the goof, it doesn't work. Why? There's a difference between in potential and in practice. The person is not to blame. These thieves are not guilty. It's just nature. The moment you start in practice, different laws apply. And that's where we see it. Because in the Rosh, there's no will to receive. Thoughts, intentions, no desire. The desire itself is in the Guf.
Maybe I didn't exactly understand what he's asking, but he's asking after the first Shvira. Where was there the strength to make another Zivug on Gimel Bet from now? This is what he's asking at the beginning of the letter. If so, how did the ascent of the Masach that purified to the Kelim HaShvurim and so on?
Right.
And so I didn't understand his answer. So how is there really another Zivug made after the first Shvira?
So one doesn't belong to the other. The fact there were shatterings over the previous vessels, it doesn't mean anything about the present shattering. Every action is different. The Rosh, the Guf, the purification, it's all different. It's all separate. So every Malach doesn't influence the next move. No. Whether it's for better or for worse. Because the decision works in pulses. Each time there's a new Rosh and then a new body, a new Guf, is operated, and only that goof and not anything else.
Why is the lichluch, the dirt, called sigim?
Because only where there is bestowal. Maybe you can also look in the table of questions and answers. Only where there is bestowal, there are problems. The will to receive, when it begins to feel by the measure of bestowal, the opportunity to benefit, to receive, even more than in actions of reception. Even more than actions of reception. In actions of reception, I work according to what I've got. Oviut, masach, o chozer, what I'm capable of, give me. In actions of bestowal, there I can appear and demand and do, and it seems to all that I'm a great righteous, because the action is opposite to the intention. That's the problem. And that's why we're confused about it, about the action of bestowal. Okay? Guys, we won't move forward like that. Yeah, quickly.
So the reason for the Shvira is that they wanted to receive in order to receive?
Wanted to receive in order to bestow, and couldn't detect that there's in order to receive in it lies in the goof.
The Kli of Daat purifies, and then how?
And then there's Chesed Gvura Tiferet. Yeah? It's the Kli. What is the Kli? The expansion from above downwards. It's a Partsuf.
And when there is the Chesed, the next Partsuf.
Yeah?
Where's the Rosh that decides?
There's Rosh, there's Abba Ve'ima. As we discussed, they turn towards each other, and they decrease their zivug continuously, gradually.
So Abba and Ima decide?
Yeah, there's Istaklut of Ainin, of Abba Ve'ima, until the goof of Abba and goof of Ima. It indicates the measure of connection between Abba Ve'ima. There's Abba Ve'ima. And then they have 4 degrees of connection. And that brings out the Melech HaDat, Chesed, Gvura, and the upper third of Tiferet. Then you have the Rosh called Yeshsut that emerges over Gimel Bet. And that gives you the Melech of the two-thirds, lower thirds of Tiferet, the Netzach and Hod together, the Yesod and Malchut. Altogether, it's 8 melachim. And so their first Rosh that is above the Chazeh, over the general Partsuf of Abba Ve'ima, that's called the Rosh of Abba Ve'ima, and the second part of that Partsuf is called Yeshsut. And all the melachim shattered, meaning everything shattered. You had Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. Zon completely shattered. Abba Ve'ima returned to Katnut.
And the second Rosh spreads as a result of the Shvira of the first Rosh?
There's no shattering in the Rashim.
So it's a result of the Izdakhut?
No, what second Rosh? When there's a new Partsuf? When the first Partsuf breaks, that means it has been purified. It doesn't matter what happens. Either it purifies by degree or by shattering. But as usual, just like Ab comes after Galgalta, comes the next Rosh. Here too. Okay. Let's move on.
Page Tavkuf Nun Gimel. And therefore, after the purification of this Masach of the Chazeh of Nikudim completely until it equalized its form with the Malchut of the Rosh of Abba and Ima, it returned and integrated with the Shorish of the Malchut of the Rosh of Abba and Ima and was integrated in the Zivug there with the Rishimot that are integrated there in the 4 Melachim. And you understand the 2 eliminations that had to be integrated in the birth of Zon of Nikudim. The first elimination to the degree of the which is by the new light that came out through the Tapu to the Keto of Nikudim and brought down the Heitata beneath the Abba and Ima. And the second illumination to the Yesod of Abba and Ima. And this illumination was the became the man and the cause for the returnal of Panim Bepanim of Abba and Ima and the extension of the illumination of Chokhmah for Zon. And accordingly, you can understand here that these two illuminations are now included in the Masach and those Rishimot that rose back to Abba and Ima, because to the degree, to the extent of the Koma, of the degree, it's included in those two Rishimot that exist in the Masach, which are the Pchina Gimel of Itlapshut and Pchina Bet of Oviut. And the Pchinat Man is integrated in the generality of the Masach and the Rishimot, since they are the Rishimot and Zon that need the illumination of Chokhmah that have the same connection with Ima, like the Vav and the Nekudah of the illumination of the Yesod of Ak. Since these Rishimot from the Vav and this Nekuda, they're the ones that spread to Prinat Guf.
Here it's not such a new thing here. Anyone wants to ask about it? Okay, let's move on.
Item Yudchet 18. And therefore, when the Masach rose with its Rishimot to the Malchut of Abba and Ima, and became the man to Abba and Ima that were there Achol Be'achol, and came back for them to a state of Panim Be'panim.
So each time it happens like that after the Izdachachut, but the Izdachachut, the purification is after the shattering now.
In order to extend the illumination of the Chokhmah, and then came down the Heitata from the Enai, which are Pchina Aleph, to Pchinat Chotem and Ozen, namely to the measure of the Oviut of the Nekeva and to the measure of the clothing of the Zachal. And they were integrated in each other by way of the Itkalelut of Zachar and Nekeva in the previous Partzufim, and by the Zivu came out the Rosh of Yeshut in the Pchina of Istaklut Enayim of Yeshut in each other. And when the Oviut of the Guf was recognized, they came down to the place of the Chazeh of Nekudim and spread to the Rosh of Yeshut from the place of the Chazeh that is in the upper third of Tiferet and upwards up to the Peh of Abba and Ima, and from the Chazeh downwards, namely in the lower thirds of Tiferet, its Guf extended. And after the Masach that is included of Prina Bet and Prina Gimel was purified and the Kli of Tiferet shattered, the Zivug of Istaklut of Einin Deirsut went away, and they rose to the Masach of Prina Bet and only, which is the Prinat Guf, with respect to the Istaklut, the Zivug of the Istaklut and Naim, and from this Zivug, from above downwards, spread the Netzach and Hod. And afterwards, when the Netzach and Hod extended, the Masach rose to Pchina Aleph and came from above downwards, the Melech of Yesod. And afterwards, purified to the Pchina Chorish, and from above down, came down to the Melech Hazayin, which is the Malchut.
So like we have Galgalta, Ab, Sag, etc., two Potsufim emerge here too. The first resembles Ab, the second resembles Sag.
Item 19. And with all we have learned here, you can explain the order of those Kelim that break into Bia.
That's already interesting,
because it's the inverted order to how they to the previous one, because during the clothing of the Kelim, always the one that's coarser is more important and higher than his friend,
because it has a greater Masach, a greater of Yud, but also a greater Masach, and then it's more important.
Because the Kli in it that has a greater of Yud, which is Prina Daled, dresses the Komat Keter, and when it has a diminished of Yud, namely Prina Gimel, it dresses only the Koma of Chokhmah, and so on. And so the of Yud is a tremendous virtue in the Kli.
With the Masach.
Whereas in the empty kelim, after the lights have departed from them,
meaning without the masach has been purified,
that then to the contrary, not only that the oviud does not cause any virtue here, but furthermore, it creates a lack. Because any coarser kli, the light moves further away from it.
Understood? Are you not listening, or what's going on? This is understood, yeah? No questions. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
No.
Yes.
A general question. How does this study help us build faith above reason? How does Taz help us in our work?
First of all, it's a sgula, remedy. First of all, especially as we are studying here the borderline between vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. So he explains to you with masach, without masach, lesser of Yud, greater of Yud.
I'm asking about this because as opposed to the Zohar, that there maybe it's completely above reason, everything. Here, everything goes within reason, and things open more and more, and you're looking for a greater and greater resolution within reason. So,
yeah.
What does it mean to study Tis above reason?
I don't learn it in order to know it. I treat it like Zohar, first of all. What am I in attainment? I'm not in attainment. If I'm not in attainment, then I need to relate to it like a remedy. And with a remedy, it's just awakening the light that reforms. And the more I delve into my intellect, then I may corrupt my attitude to the light that reforms. And what will I get out of it? You end up losing more than you gain. Not those white ones who learns.
So what do you do with your intellectual perception?
It's only to keep us holding on to greater faith above reason. What? I know Tess. Here and there a little. You need to have a small grasp of it. A minimal grasp of it. But all the rest, it's only the light that reforms. Understood? Grandpa, what do you want?
Rob, I wanted to ask. Netzach and Hod, they come together. Is there a special reason for it?
Yes. Yes, they're together. They like each other. It's the same degree of coarseness. Only this one on the right and that one on the left.
Sergei from Moscow is asking, what is the itkalelut of the parzufim?
The itkalelut, the integration. They integrate with each other, that one reshimo influences the other's reshimo. Next.
Question from Ashkelon. What determines the aviyut and what does it determine?
The Oviyut is determined by the previous Patsuf because it's all through purification. And the degree of Oviyut determines the height of returning light as well. Oviyut with the Masach gives us returning light. Returning light, or Chozer, is the Kli by which the Patsuf bestows. More? Yeah, go ahead. We are continuing. Therefore, it turns out that the Kli of Dat that has the Prinat Daled of Itlabshut, at the time of its Melucha, it was higher than all. Now, during its shattering, it's lower than all. And the Kli of Chesed, which is only from Prinat Gimel, at the time of its kingdom, it was lower than the Melech Dat. And it turns out that during its shattering, it's higher than it. Than him, because his oviyut is lesser than him, and there and so forth. The kli of dat fell to the dat of briah, and on it the vessel of chesed, and the kli of gvura, whose oviyut is only prinah bet, during its kingdom it was lower than the kli of chesed, during its shattering it's higher than him than it. And it fell to the place of Chochmah of Bria, and the Kli of Tiferet, whose Oviyut is lesser than the rest, it fell higher than the rest, meaning in the place of Keter of Bria. The lower one was with the Masach. When they all lose the Masach, there's an opposite value. Is that clear? Yeah? Okay, good. So, it's not worthwhile to climb too high. Then you'll fall lower. Item 20. You've already known that the lights after their departure leave the Reshimo in the place they were, because that's what happened in the departure of the lights of the previous Paltzufim, where each light left a Reshimo in the Kli where it was. Here, however, in the Paltzuf of Nikudim, after the vessels broke and fell to Bia, the Reshimot had no place to remain there, because they couldn't descend after them to Bia, because then they would die like the Kelim, and they would no longer be considered as Reshimot. Therefore, the Reshimot stayed in Atzilut and shined to their vessels from afar, as Tagin over the Otiyot, the crowns over the letters. However, they are discerned as coming closer to their vessels as much as they can, and therefore after the Kli of Dat fell to the Dat of Bria, the Reshimo after it descended to the end of Atzilut, meaning to the place of Malchut of Atzilut. And so, after the Kli of Chesed fell to Bina of Bria, the Reshimo descended afterwards to the Esod of Atzilut, meaning as much as it could, because the degree of Malchut perceived the Reshimo of Dat. And so, after the Kli of Gvura fell to the Chochmah of Bria, the Reshimo descended to Netzach Hod of Atzilut, because the degree of Yesod perceived occupied the Reshimo of Chesed. And so after the vessel of Chesed, of Tiferet, fell to the Keter of Bria, since there was no longer a place for the Reshimo to descend and come closer to its Kli, because the degree of Netzachot was also occupied by the Reshimo of Gvura. Therefore it remained in its Kli, because it couldn't move closer. And it turns out that the state of Reshimot are now also opposite to the beginning, because now their order is, the Reshimo of Tiferet that was lower than the rest is now in its place above all. And after her, the Gvura in Netzach and Hod, and after Chesed in Yesod, and afterwards Dat in Malchut, below all the rest.
What? You want to repeat it again, or what? Speak up.
You know that.
I don't know. You're not. Keep on reading.
And item 21. And there is another clear reason regarding the descent of the lights of Reshimot from their place to the place of Nehim of Atzilut. And it is known that the value of Chagat over Nehi is as the value of Gar towards Zon, because the five Chasadim Chagat Na are like the five Prinot Kachab Zon, where the Chagat are corresponding to Kachab and Netzachod correspond to Zon. It also is known the difference in the 10 sefirot of Bina of direct light, as Gar of Bina is entirely Chasadim, by way of delighted in mercy, Chafetz Chesed, but only in Zon of Bina there is an illumination of Chochmah within Chasadim. And truly, the 10 sefirot of Zon of Atzilut are also corrected, as in their Chagat to the Chazeh, the Choraim of Bina are in control, because the Masach of Yesod of Ima covers there and raises to the illumination of Chochmah. But from Chazeh and below, that already emerged from Gav of Chasadim, the Masach of Yesod Ima stops from covering the Yesod of Abba, and the illumination of Chochmah and Chassadim becomes revealed. Thus, the place of revelation for illumination of Chochmah is mostly Nehi and not Chagat. However, especially here in the world of Nikudim, there was a change, as in the vessels of Chagat too, the lights became revealed with illumination of Chochmah without any masach or cover from Achoraim of Ima. Therefore, when the vessels shattered of Chagat and fell to Bia, and their reshimot that remained in Atzilut wanted to illuminate for them and sustain their form as much as possible, they descended from their place to the place of Nehim of Atzilut, as from there they can best sustain their vessels with illumination of Chochmah, as here is the rule for this revelation the most.
The only thing we can add here that where it says Atzilut is, where it says Atzilut, we have to understand that it speaks of Nikudim. Speaks of Nikudim.
Shilot.
Questions? You stopped listening, I see. In short, the kelim of Dachgat, they want Chochmah, and the kelim of Tanhim are in Chassadim, and I think that that's all there is here. Yeah?
Before, he mentioned that the kelim with the oviyut are the farthest. So how does it happen? That the vessels that are coarser are farther.
When there's no masach. When there is a masach, then they're closest. And they themselves are also close to one another.
Yeah, but how is there a reality of a kli without a masach? In spirituality, the vessels are always with a masach, no?
Yeah, but here you have broken, not broken vessels, and so on. That's why he talks about them this way.
So what does it mean? The moment there is a light in the kli, so it's closer, and when there's none, then it's...
Sure. The light determines, and only... So, let's see something from the
Sigim.
You want to read about the Sigim?
There was a question about Sigim before, yeah.
Please, read.
Amutaf Kufain Chet.
We read from page Taf Kufain Chet. The vessels of Sag that are mixed with Pchina Daled, meaning the vessels of the seventh Melachim that fell to Bia, are referred to as Sigim, because the sparks that went to revive the vessels mixed with those Sigim. Again, mingled with the Klipot. The vessels of Sag that are mixed with Pchinat Daled, meaning the vessels of the Melachim, mixed with these Sigim.
As if it's to their detriment that there is light, but it's in the vessels of reception.
No.
What's with you?
Item 21 is not clear at all. Maybe we can read it again or read it tomorrow.
There is something very elaborate after from the coming down of the lights to their place in the name of Atzilut. It's the matter of Nikudim, that's how he calls it. And as it is known that the measure of Chagat over Nehi is as the measure of Gar over Zon, because the Hei Chasadim Chagat Na are like the Hei Prinot of Kachab Zon. That Chagat are opposite Kachab and Netzach, and it is also known that the difference between the ten Sfirot of the Bina of Or Yashar, where the Gar of Bina is entirely Chasadim since it's Chafes Chesed, however the Zon of Bina has the illumination of Chochmah and Chasadim, and really the ten Sfirot of Zon of Atzilut are connected here this way, that their b'china, down to the Chazer of Zon, down to the Parsa that's there, the Achoraim of Bina are in control there, because the Achoraim of the Sodavim also covers there, and there you raise, meaning there could be the illumination of Chochmah, but from the Chazer and down of Zon, which is beneath the Parsa, comes out the Gal de Chasadim, the Masach of Yisodavim comes to an end, meaning Bina, that and the illumination of Chochmah and the Chasadim is revealed then, meaning that Ima no longer covers, because the place of the revelation of the light of Chochmah is especially in the Nehi, which is beneath the Parsa, beneath the Chazer of the Parsuf, and not in the Chagat. But here, especially in the world of Nikudim, this changed. Namely, that also the Kelim of Chagat, in them there is the revealed lights and the illumination of Chochmah without any cutting of cover or masach from the Achoraim of Ima. And therefore, when those Kelim of Dachgat broke and fell to Bi'ah, and their Rishimot remained in the Atzilut, they wanted to shine to them and carry out and keep their form as much as possible. So they came down from their place to the place of Nehi of Atzilut, to Nikudim. Because from this place they can sustain their kelim and the illumination of Chochmah more. Because this is where the control for this revelation is the strongest. In short, Dachgat want Chochmah. And there's no difference if so that between the Chagat and Nehi, both of them want to expand and extend. Well, the only difference is, where do they come from? Dachgat, one way or another, have the kisui of Ima, and in the Nehi there is no kisui, cover of Ima. In short, what does it mean to us? What is the illumination of Ima, the Achoraim of Ima? It's a masach. Where the aviut with the masach elevates the aviut without the masach. It's not a descent, but how to put it. Instead of... what's the word? Okay. Raises a chisaron. So be it. Let's move on to the next part of the lesson.
Moving on to the next part, and we'll sing a song first. וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב יוצא למסע לא מתעכב קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותה
אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעודד נחלים בחזומים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית